Most of us probably don't give much thought to menhaden.
Menhaden's a stinky little fish that hardly anybody gives any credit to. You wouldn't want to eat it. It tastes terrible. It's oily, but it's the most intricate part of our whole entire bay system.
That's from a documentary by the American University's Center for Environmental Filmmaking, and that's one way to raise awareness about menhaden. Another, far less desirable way is to kill them by the thousands and leave them floating near the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. Someone, as yet unknown, has done that. Katie Johnston Hertz joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project. Katie, what is it that makes menhaden so vital to the bay?
They're an important food source for many marine predators, from crabs to whales. And they're also important filter feeders and help to clean up waterways in the bay.
Tamara Dietrich with the Daily Press wrote about the kill. Katie, they haven't figured out what killed the menhaden, but they have eliminated some possibilities.
After the dead fish were found, the Department of Environmental Quality tested the water for oxygen levels, for pH, and water quality, but determined it wasn't related to pollution. They also found no signs of a fish disease. According to Roger Everton, the water monitoring manager at DEQ's Virginia Beach office, they're not sure why the fish died or even where they originated.
Kills like this can and do happen when there are problems with nets or other things on board commercial fishing boats. The Virginia Marine Resources Commission says no operators have reported anything like that. And the fact is, there's nothing much the state can do about it beyond asking.
They're not illegal in Virginia, and reporting them isn't mandatory. There's also no law against a commercial boat dumping dead fish. Beyond what has already been done, there's not really much more either agency can do.
Marine scientists who study menhaden say the bay doesn't have that many to spare. Their research indicates the population is down to about 10% of historic levels. Our next story is by Reese Shapiro in the Washington Post, and it's from Henrico County, where Douglas Southall Freeman High School was planning to drop its nickname, the Rebels, and become the Lions. But a petition to keep the Rebel name was signed by 1,200 students, alumni, and parents. And Katie, the name will remain the same.
The petition, which was organized by Alexis Brown, a rising senior, also called on the school to reinstate the Rebel Man Confederate soldier as the mascot for athletics. For her and for others, Brown explained, this Rebel mascot represents Freeman as a Southern school. The Rebel Man mascot was discontinued years ago.
What was Rebel Man like?
It was clad in gray and once carried a Confederate battle flag and a rifle.
Well, Rebel Man apparently will not be coming back.
Right. School officials had considered adopting a new mascot for games. A student survey indicated their preference was for a lion. They've now shelved plans for the lion. Instead, Freeman students, alumni, and administrators will have a broader discussion in the coming months about how to create a mascot that will represent the Rebels in the best way possible.
Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.